Hi guys, welcome back to the Year Right Podcast, episode 46. You've got myself, Jamie, and we've even brought Sean and a special guest. We've got the Talking Kiwi. How are you today, my man?
Thanks for having me. I want to start at a like upright position, so then I'm not slouching.
No,
that's the tahi.
That's the one.
Good posture.
But yeah, how have you been this week, or today? This is the start of the week, isn't it?
Good. Processed food is not good for you. I'm serious, man. Like, I mean, like, people get cancer, and like, it actually, like, honestly, look into it. Like, I feed my dog like pet food that's like processed package, and then she got cancer, and then she died. And then like all the old people, like, fuck, their body's all fucked up. They're not even looking after themselves and shit.
So, why are you
giggling? You're making me laugh. This is a serious matter.
What are your thoughts about?
I'm not laughing.
What are your thoughts about MSG?
I think they're okay, right? They don't damage the body, does it?
I'm pretty sure MSG was banned in New Zealand for a good couple of years because it causes cancer.
Everything is banned. They banned it.
We just entered it like 30 seconds ago.
They ban everything. They ban everything that's not good for you.
Vapes.
Wait. No, they ban everything that is good for you and not good for you. Fuck, that's confusing.
Yeah,
but like, you know what I mean? Like, there's stuff that helps you, but then they still ban it because they don't want you to evolve. They don't want you to become like better human beings. Processed food, cancer.
Pills are legal, but like weed isn't.
It depends on what kind of pills, right? Like, it depends on the content and like what's in it. And I think, they legalized weed, right? Yeah, they did.
For medicinal use.
Yeah. So I have to get it every 3 months. They have to renew it. And then you can just smoke.
So what our cameraman is eating right now, would you not recommend that? For those who don't know, our cameraman is eating a bag of chips.
I know, he loves it. I've seen the other episodes. And then the first thing I want to say is just like, hey, occasionally, like if the podcast is once a week, then okay. If this is the only time you have it once a week, sweet. But, you know, like, and you sweat it out. You gotta work out, get your body flowing. Because you don't want to get old and then like ouchie and that shit, you know?
So would you suggest going to the gym a lot?
Not a lot, just like enough. Like, just so you break a sweat every
now and then. Go for a little 5K.
Well, it's better than nothing. Do something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because people are dying. Like, what's the, I think the dying age, I don't know the term, too high.
Average lifespan.
Yeah. And then, this is so great. I love to, it's this so better, like, than talking to myself on my own thing.
I'm so glad we brought you on this podcast. Damn.
Funny as fuck.
There's actually responses as well. Hey, why are you not talking?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, can I ask, what came with the inspiration to do your podcast on your own though? I like that you're in front of a camera, you know, you're putting yourself out there, but what put the idea in your head to go ahead for it?
Oh, thank you. I was really high on mushrooms.
What am I gonna do
with my life? And then I'm like, okay, I've done some of these things I'm happy with, blah blah blah. I'm like, how do I improve myself? I want to grow. And a big problem with, especially growing up in New Zealand, we're quite suppressed. We can't really express ourselves. That's why we have all this mental illness. A lot of mental illness is just lack of expression. And then all the suppression just makes it like all boggled up, and you feel emo and shit. Even my daughter's like looking at her class, like, dude, you can iPad all day. Why are you emoing like your classmate that has to go to like tutoring school after school? And then why are you giving me shit? You know?
Would you say mushrooms are like a good substance? Oh,
yeah. Thanks for bringing it back. It depends. If anything can be good, it depends on how much use, right?
All in moderation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Not saying I do. Allegedly, I might have tried.
Yeah, same.
Wait, I did say I was high on mushrooms. Well,
allegedly, you were high on mushrooms.
There's anxiety pills, Zoloft. Zoloft is like a copy of mushroom. It's like the chemical compounds. It's if you just Google it, you can see the chemical compounds, and then there's just like one missing link, and then they can sell it to you, and it becomes legal. They change it, and it becomes legal. They can make money off you. It's the same shit. The only difference is you just don't have the visuals. You don't have the visuals. But everything else in the brain seems to be like, you know.
So it has the same chemical formulation, but no psychoactive substance within it.
I have no idea, because like Rogan would say, we're not doctors. We don't know. Google it. Go study it. I think we owe it to ourselves. If you don't know about it, don't take one person's word for it. Look at both sides. Go to the extreme and then make a decision. Like, let's not be too quick to judge, you know. Yeah. So, you know, you don't take my word for it, but if you go back and Google, you know, packaged foods, man, it just makes me so angry. Like,
I love how you do your own podcast. You've got so much to say in a good way. Like, you've got a lot to put out there. I love it.
So how long have you been doing podcasting for now?
I told myself when Mushroom Me told me.
The Mushroom Gods.
Mushroom Gods. Well, kind of, maybe. If you consider yourself a god, maybe, but no. Anyways, what was the question, sorry?
How long have you been doing podcasting for?
End of last year. So I told myself I'll do 52 weeks.
Okay.
So I'll do 52 weeks, just myself, like just practicing my form of expression and if anything that can help society and help make sense of things. Because the school doesn't teach you shit. It just teaches you to be a slave. Teaches you to be a slave and then you just work and then you just... You're sucking dick all day. Like, honestly, I sold real estate. I was sucking dick. Man, I was sucking dick every day. Every day is a screen all over my face. Do you know how much it sucked?
A lot.
Really bad. It sucks, man. You guys don't want that. You don't want that when you grow up. It's worse than packaged foods. Like, lack of expression will kill you from the inside, just like food, too. You know, inside, but you know what I mean? Mm. It's just, if you double that, it's like, oh, you might as well just kill yourself.
That's probably why the suicide rate is so high within New Zealand. They don't teach you how to properly express yourself at all.
No, you can't freely express yourself. And if you're a little bit different, and then people start making fun of you. We got the tall poppy syndrome. It's all across. It's so obvious and it's so sad. It's depressing. And I don't want my kids to grow up like that. Like they're at school. I want them to be free. You can't break rules. You know, if you have beef with someone, let them do the first swing. You can finish it if you can. If you can't, run away, right? So you got to do the right thing. Hurry up and tell the teacher first, which I learned this year too. So you can't just like finish the fight and walk away. You got to go finish the fight. He started it and then tell the teacher he started it, right? So he's the dick.
So you don't get the blame for it, eh?
No, just like these processes that we do follow. I'm not saying don't follow the system. I'm saying there's benefits in the system that we can take advantage of, and then there's shit outside the system that they're not helping us understand. And if we have to go to extremes to understand, well, lucky I didn't play with fentanyl, right, to understand. But if there's a safer and easier way to get there, and like let's go back to mushrooms again. Like the main point on magic mushrooms, people do it for hallucination, right? Some people do it to chill. The first time I tried like LSD and mushrooms, it was to chill. Just to relax, chill the fuck out. But if you can find a way to help improve your life, it's kind of like the movie Limitless. Have you seen Limitless, Bradley Cooper?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so you take a pill and your brain becomes a little bit smarter.
Okay.
And then it's basically, you can use it like that. Okay. It helps your brain grow. Brainwaves, Chemist Warehouse, they sell it. Lion's Mane.
Lion's Mane.
Yep, L-theanine as well. That helps your nerves grow. There are two things in this world that help your brain grow. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a repeater of what I read on Google and deep dives sometimes by other people.
Well, that's the one thing about mushrooms that no other drug does, is it it rewires your brain, not in a bad way, but it makes new neural path connections and it makes you think differently and outside the box.
So why doesn't everyone fucking take it? The kids, like, they should do research if the kids can take it so their brains can grow faster. Like, everything is so slow in the school system. Like, my kids, they have great grades. Like, I'm not complaining. And then it's like, if I'm not pushing them to study so hard, and they're already like, my kid learns more in Fortnite than at school. He learns faster in Fortnite. His maths is faster because more numbers involved. And he's only 6. And he can come first place. And he takes photos with his iPad because he's got a case on his iPad. But the iPad's not designed to take photos.
Wait, China. Learns maths on Fortnite. I don't play Fortnite. You can learn maths on there. Or like with the numbers and
calculating. Like how much health, damage, and weaponry. And then you have to read. And the words are a lot longer than what the fuck they teach you at school and primary. So
yeah, now school, I didn't learn much at school. Like primary school.
I guess that also comes back down to the point, like, he wants to play Fortnite. Therefore, he's going to learn how to play it. Whereas most people who go to school, this is where the system's kind of failed kids, is people don't want to go to school. When you go to school, you don't actually want to fucking be there. So it should just kind of be changed where kids actually want to go to school and actually want to learn, but they just need to change the system up so much. And that's not really an easy thing to do as well. And that's kind of why kids struggle these days, because the system has been set up to not actually want to be able, like, make kids want to learn. And that's kind of a hard thing, right?
And that's sad. That just saddens me. Like when I see that, when there's no passion involved, and it's like, where are we going with this? And then a lot of wasted resources too. A lot of wasted resources. It's like sometimes if a kid just wants to focus on one thing, like a creational thing, and then I'm going to use this example. No offense. Yeah. But for like music, podcasts and stuff, like they'll teach you, you have to sit like all this stuff. This is all fucking great. Mm. This is all fucking great. It's great fucking knowledge. But each of us individuals, this might not be the main thing we want to focus on. Like we're not focusing on the whole production side of things. We might just want to focus on the creation side of things. We might just want to go free and go fucking crazy and someone else can come tidy it up. So maybe you guys have a team like that, but I'm not saying you guys have it here. Mm. But I've seen like productions where like everyone has to learn everything and this is the process. You have a step-by-step thing and no one's allowed to be like, they can run free. You know, just like run free and do what they want. I'm not saying have the run free instead of having a ladder. Mm. I'm saying have both, but acknowledge you have both instead of trying to hide the other one. And then just so that people can run free and follow the system so you can grow in both spaces too, not just one space.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I agree to that.
I think it's just being interested in everything because people are like, oh, how do you grow? They teach you to follow the rules. You become like a chicken on a farm, right?
Fuck yeah.
You become a chicken on a farm and then it's like, some chickens want to run free. We just want to check out, fuck it if we die. Mm-hmm. If I'm not saying we die. Like if we fall over, like in business sense, we might like lose some money or like, let the chicken go out and then be able to come back in as well. We're not kicking them out of the cage. We're just saying, hey, you can roam freely maybe when you think it's safe. And then when you're done with it, come back and we can all hang out. Like, we're not discriminating. We're just saying, hey, here's a fence. If you want to hang out in the cage, you know, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do this and that. But if you want to do something else, sure, go for it. We're still here. But, you know, it's like sending anyone someone out to sea. Mm-hmm. He wants to travel the world. You're like telling him, no, you can't go out to sea. Let him go out to sea. We can't look after him. It's his shit. He's not paying us taxes while he's at sea or overseas. That's the same kind of theory. And then, you know, just have a bit of back and forth and we have to teach our kids to learn to like use the benefits of both sides, you know, of the system, like in and out of the system, inside the cage and outside the cage, I think is very important.
One thing I like from school I got that kind of annoyed me was the fact that when you're at school, they teach you to just kind of work under someone and make your way up through a company until you become the boss.
Suck dick.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's not really the way to go because you kind of want to, I don't know, they don't teach you a way to work for yourself and get people under you. They just teach you how to like suck dick your whole life. And that's kind of a sad thing as well because people just go and work retail for their whole life or they go work at Countdown or some shit like that. I know this one old guy who's been working at Countdown for like 50 years.
Does he like his job though? Some people might actually like their job.
No, he hates it. He fucking hates it.
Oh, okay,
but
never mind then.
He's just never actually wanted to progress further outside of that job because he's never really had the education, nor has he had the chance to move up in the company because Countdown isn't really one of those jobs you can easily
not
move
degrading
up.
Anybody that does jobs, of course, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, they the school system kind of teaches you to just work for someone your whole life rather than make your own company and do your own thing or think outside of the box. They just teach you to stay in the box and conform to society's restraints, which is a bit of a frustrating thing.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of life. We're all going to die soon, so.
Yeah, make the most of your life.
Make the most of your life. Actually, I want to ask this. What's the biggest accomplishment of your life, do you reckon?
My kids.
Your kids. My kids. That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's it. Just my kids. Just creation. And then it's like making your own little AI, but in meatballs, you know?
How many kids do you have?
I got three.
Oh, that's awesome.
Damn.
I got three kids and yeah, they're just little meatballs and they just like dance and run and play and go to school and complain and fight at school. And yeah, it's that's like, awesome. they're just repeating my life. They're going to the same primary as I went to when I was little.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. And it's just a repetition of life.
Oh, I love that.
Fucking kids.
I'm a preschool teacher, so I'm with like 50 of them every single day. But I love kids.
What?
You're crazy, man.
No,
we're your kids
all
day.
Like that,
but it's
I love my job though. I love my job. I love it's very rewarding.
Do you
watching them grow up too? Do you get that?
You don't have kids, right?
No, no, I don't have kids. Not right now.
Way too young.
I will have in the future, obviously.
I wonder if you'll still be interested in teaching if you have kids.
See, that's what I thought. I was thinking to myself, am I going to be doing this job for years? Am I going to want to have kids as well when I'm doing this job? Like, to go to work and work with 50 kids and then go home to your own kids, it can be quite, I guess, tiring. Like, I love my job, don't get me wrong, but I get what you mean when you ask that. But I'll probably be moving over to a different job next year, more in the film industry, because that's kind of where my passion's at.
Yeah.
So I've been doing teaching for like, I've been doing teaching for 2.5 years, but I think it's time to kind of move on to what I actually studied for, which was film.
Yeah, that's cool. Fucking kids.
Kids. So what do you? I love my job. Don't worry.
Like, we have to look after. No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm sure you do. Oh, and yeah. I see it as like a noble kind of thing too.
Yeah.
It's just I understand that kids can get crazy.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
I think daycare is probably worse, to be honest. Like, you got to change nappies and shit. So, yeah. But I think if you're a teacher in primary, I think that's okay.
The thing, I started off my job in working with babies and then toddlers and then preschool. So, like, I've kind of done the whole thing from when they're 6 months till then they're 5 years old. So, yeah. I've actually, like, I feel a lot more experienced when I actually become a father, which is a lot relieving for me. Yeah.
That's a benefit.
Kind of prepared.
Yeah.
So good on you. What do you do for work?
I have a mental disability. I have anxiety. If you don't know, if you have anxiety, if you're anxious about the future, in New Zealand, that's sufficient as a mental disability. And,
really?
Yep. And then you can start getting your weed. You can start,
yeah.
start getting your weed in, smoking up. Not if you're under 18, I don't think, but I don't know.
Yeah,
look
you
it
have
up.
To be at least 18. Yeah? I have a medical prescription for THC as well. But, yeah.
The oils are great. Helps you sleep. I take it when I go to the gym. I go to the gym every like 5 a.m. in the morning. So it just helps me like wake up a bit. And then my coach just tells me what to do and I'll just fucking do it.
What's your opinion on this? I'm 23 in a couple of weeks and I've never ever touched weed or anything before in my life. What's your opinion on that?
Start with mushrooms.
It depends. Like, yeah. Do you want to try?
Like, throughout my life, I've just never had someone in my life that can offer it to me. I've just never really been offered. I've never really bothered.
I don't think anyone offers that.
Oh, no. But like some people got like older brothers where they just do type of thing. I don't know. I've just never really had to. Not really too bothered. I don't care if other people do it.
Yeah, or LSD. I think they're the same substances too. It'll give you the same effects.
I think personally, if you're looking to like just relax and you do want to try it one time, it doesn't hurt. But like you said earlier, it's all in moderation, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do too much of it. And also like if you kind of want to think outside the box, that's kind of where psychoactive substances like LSD and mushrooms come in. Those are really good for like expanding your brain. But in my opinion, if you're going to do them for the first time, personally, take it with intent because then it kind of like when you do it, your answers kind of get answered by the like psychoactive gods.
Like it's just basic for me, the gods is just yourself. It's just your brain like connecting like bookshelves. Like when I take it, it's just like, if I want to know the answer to something, I might have had an experience before, but I forgot. But the book is right there. Now I can reach it once I have mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So everything links up and I can like speak and go in a more flow state. That's why when you take mushrooms, a lot of them market them as flow state. Mm. The pills. But yeah, I think it depends like definitely like how you said it with intent and like what answer do you want? Like what do you want to get out of it? Do you want to grow? Do you have something you want to question? Is it your ego? Like sometimes, like I haven't had mushrooms in a while and I feel my ego is so strong, it's super strong. And then that's why I need to smoke weed. Otherwise, it's just, if someone looks at me, it's like, fuck, I'm going to see where you live. I'm gonna sort this out. It's like, and I don't like that. I don't want to just drive a car and have to follow them all the way home and know like where his wife works and his kids like go to school and like I don't want to know that shit. I don't want that. So I need to find ways to express myself and live more freely and not care about what other people think.
For some people, like as well, THC works and doesn't work. Like for me, I was smoking for 3.5 years. And just recently, I've been going sober for my new job. I've been 10 weeks sober now from weed, which is like pretty big. But one thing I noticed, like a benefit of it is I used to be a real anxious person when I did smoke. And the reason like I kind of did start smoking was to get rid of that anxiety, but I wouldn't realize it was making it worse at the same time. And now I don't really get much anxiety anymore because of it. I still get my times. Like I still do get anxious. Like fuck, last week when we had like 4 people on, that was pretty like nerve-wracking. But you know, stopping smoking weed was like a huge thing for me. But like I said, it works for some people. It works not as well for others. And for me, I don't think it works as well.
Anything that doesn't help you grow, don't take it. Mm. Right? Mm. That's why I say packaged foods. Like, I'm not... I keep looking at them like, I love you guys. Like, I love you guys. That's why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because I love you. If I don't care about your lives, then I want to say it. I fucking eat it. I don't give a shit.
That's true.
So I'm saying it. So maybe you, yeah. Mm. But where was I? Packaged foods, THC. Yeah. If it helps you grow, take it. And if you see there's a detriment to it, then stop taking it. You know? Mm. And for me, anxiety wise is, if I take too much, then it kind of hits me. And my advice to people that feels anxious when they take weed or THC is if it's too much, then just cut it back a little bit. It's just supposed to take the edge off, just the edge off. And that's it. And then if it's too much, take it back. Same with mushrooms too. If you see stars and you're traveling through Star Wars and you're not learning anything, then next time, maybe take a little bit less. Have a tiny bit and then that'll be great. And then try bit by bit and grow. Like they say, if the first one doesn't hit, the mushrooms, or LSD.
Just wait.
Wait a week so your body resets. Your body takes a week to reset, and then just take a little bit more next time and see if that helps you grow. As a person, like mentally and physically, if you've got new goals and stuff you want to reach, because sometimes it's just people say it's excuses, like, I want to achieve this, but I can't do it because I'm too tired. I was just telling my wife the other day, people are so tired. They probably look at me and it's like, How do you keep up with it? But then it's like, if I were to get 2017, I was super overweight. I fluctuate quite a bit, like big and small throughout my life. But then I was super overweight and super lazy. So if you put that body into me now, then I can't try and run a business. Like I try and run a company. I can't try and have a family. I can't go to the gym every day at 5 o'clock. It's like you need to grow yourself like bit by bit each day. So it might be physically first. And then because of physically, you have more energy to grow your business, and then maybe this and that, and everything grows. And then the next day, again, a little bit of growth, and then it just builds up. Every day you grow. So that's why you wake up so early and you want to like just start the day like fresh, because every day is a growth.
Especially like going to the gym as well helps. I find it like helps mentally kind of just get out of your, I don't know, shell a bit more. With me personally, I go to the gym every day. And if I don't go to the gym, I'll be fucking so angry. I'll be like spitting shit. Whereas if I do go to the gym, I'm like, it's like my happy pill. I'm like, oh, happy me. I'm like, so nice and chilled out, you know?
Flows and you feel healthy, you feel happy. It's very important. It's exercise. If you don't, you're dying. If you don't move your body, you're losing it. You're just dying.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
If you're dying, if you're not moving, then of course you're going to be in a bad mood. I don't blame you.
Fuck yeah.
I want to ask, which is why I got this guy on here. I want to ask about your side hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Funko Pops.
Yeah.
This guy is a massive... Oh, he used to be.
Bro, I was not a massive, like, fan of it. But, like,
I want to ask, how did that start? Yeah. Where did that come from?
It's passion, but there's a more important topic I want to get to as well.
Yeah?
So that's passion, right? Mm. So you start passion and then you make money. So let's talk about making money. I think this is important. Mm-hmm. If you're on any form of job, if you're getting income, a personal income, everyone gets the same fucking amount, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you get 300K, after taxes, you'll probably be paying, you'll just get the same amount. So no matter what, you're just being paid like slave wages. If you want the Lambo, if you want the fancy car, if you want the real estate, you're not going to get
box.
It. Yeah, you just got to start a company. Like the outside the box is the company. Mm. People before us have thought of it. It is the company system. You set up a company, all your income goes through the company, and then you don't get any personal income.
Or drug dealing.
Yeah, but that's illegal, right?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Like,
yeah,
we're talking about legally. There's rich families out there that's abusing the system, and then you see families out here just struggling, trying to make wages and income when they can just start their own companies and focus on that and follow what? It's a lifestyle. If you want to live it, it's just a life. It's a switch.
Oh, having a business is definitely a different lifestyle. It's not really one of those things where you go to shift work and you work 5 days a week and you go to work from 9 to 5. Owning a business is working 7 days a week, working every single hour of the day for the fact that if you don't, well, you're the main income of the company. So without you, it's just not going to be there, right? So you have to work 7 days a week. It's just a whole different lifestyle that people don't realize half the time. And sometimes they're not really prepared to.
And your company can lose money forever, so you don't have to pay any taxes.
Fuck yeah.
It's just a benefit. If you're on wages, you got to pay taxes. They can take it out of you. And if you have your own company, then you can just keep you got losses every fucking year. And then you can start 10 companies with losses. Then you can actually start looking. I'm not saying we're not doing anything fraudulent. You gotta have a company that's actually making money. So this kind of brings it back to my pop and my collection. So the IRD can't live without me because my profit margin is too fucking high. It's 300-500%. It's like sometimes it's like Bitcoin in four digits, five digits. Because I got Pokemon cards too. So
those are worth shit. Yeah.
But then, like you said, without me, the company's worth nothing. Jack shit. You can't get any more taxes from me. So fuck you. Fuck you, IRD. Honestly, I fuck them. I don't know if you follow my Instagram. I fuck them. I fuck them every fucking day.
I fucking hate the IRD. I was working with my old man for like probably 3 months and I was getting taxed like, I think 35%. And I was like, that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
So that's income tax, right? Or company tax?
That's income tax, but it's still like, fuck, where did the government come and work those 8 hours of the day, you know? They're not there.
Yeah, you got to challenge them. And then if that's the law, then you got to pay it, right?
Oh, but, yeah, obviously.
But mainly, if you switch it to company tax, then you run losses because you have reinvestments, then you have no income, like no positive income. So then, they pay you money. I get paid to grow my portfolio bigger.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I get paid because whatever profit I make this month, I'll reinvest it into more collectibles. And then all that GST, I get it back. I get that GST back.
It's just
a repeat. You're spending money, growing your wealth, and making money from... You're not making money from the government, even though it feels that way. It's just them returning your taxes back without... Because you don't have to pay it because you're reinvesting in your own company.
Tax returns are huge as well. If you know how to, like, kind of... Not cheat the system, but if you know how to work it...
If you play the game.
Oh, fuck
this, yeah. This whole world is a simulation. This is fucking not weird. When you're on mushrooms, just like... It's like this all this shit. This kiwi. It's all... It's all jibber jabber. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't. It's just, we're not that important. The moment you realize we're not that important, we're playing a game, we're NPCs. Well, we actually just logged in. And one day we're going to log out. Or if you get hit by a truck, then too bad, you log out a little bit quicker than the others. But then if you're lucky enough to stay longer and you don't log out as fast, you just got to play the game. It's got rules. You know the rules. We all know the rules. Just play by the rules, and then as long as you don't get locked up and you're not in jail, then it's fine. Well, ideally, like personally, I don't want to hurt people. I want people to grow. I feel there's enough for everyone. I think everyone has, like, there's potential for everyone to grow as big, as wild as they want, right? There's no, what's that mentality called? We don't have enough. There's no famine mentality. It's like, oh, there's not enough for everyone. Dude, look at the inflation. They're printing money out like it's free. Like, whatever the inflation is how much money they printed that year. So inflation is like, what, 7%? They printed 7% of
the total
cash.
Money's pretty much useless, though, like, as well, because they're just printing it. Like you said, like, it's nothing.
Yeah, so get on your benefit, get on your pension if you're not working, and get your fair share, invest in shit, let it grow, and then at the same time, you contribute to society. That's the facts. Like, get your free money from the government. Everybody should retire. Fuck going to school. I don't know. You got filters and stuff, right? You guys. I don't have it, so I don't know. But hopefully you guys do, so it doesn't hurt people's ears.
No, we'll be right. We'll be right. If they get their ears hurt, it's their fault for turning the volume up too high anyway.
That's right. So get your free money. You start your pension. Everyone gets the same. After taxes, everyone gets the same. That's socialism, right? So everyone gets the same amount of money. People that don't work get the same. So everyone's getting the same money. Stop showing off your bags or your cars and shit like that. Just start buying shit up that goes up in price, and then you don't have to worry about life.
What would you say your main inspiration was going into or investing into collectibles?
Hobby. It has to be a hobby. It can be anything you like. The way to grow yourself is just something you like and you love and have a passion for. I have a builder friend, and then I'm like, just collect hammers. I'm sure they go up in price. All the money they're printing is no matter what, it's going to go up in price. It's better than having money in the bank or owing the bank money for a fucking house that you never own. Oh, I got two houses. Bullshit, you got two houses. The bank owns your house. You don't own jack shit. And you're going to pay for 900K, you're going to pay back like 1.7 million. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You don't actually own it.
You never own it. And then when you pay it off, it's like three times the price by the time you pay it off. So why the fuck would you get a fucking house? It's so stupid. And then the schools are still teaching it. The banks are still teaching it. Man, they're going to try to kill me for this, but luckily I'm going to try hide.
The thing I find as annoying as well is, like, people buy all these flashy cars, but at the end of the day, cars are a depreciating asset, right?
Like, if it's brand new sealed, it'll go up.
if on a car though, if you're driving it, if you say you buy it brand new and you sit it there for like 50 years, yes, it will go up in price, but you can't drive it. But say if I buy a brand new BMW M4 2024 today, that 100% is going to go down in price if I'm driving that every day.
Of course, because you're using it. It's just a clothes, right? That's why collectibles, when I have collectibles, they go up in price because they're brand new sealed, mint condition. People pay for it. It goes up in price.
What's your rarest collectible? What's your rarest one, do you think?
There's a tin. There's a Pokemon tin. That's like 10 grand.
Okay.
Is it one of the like first OG releases?
Yeah, like the EX Deoxys 2003.
Are you kind of waiting for that to go up, or are you going to wait for that to go up and then sell it?
My prices increase. My prices are all above market value. My prices, I have a website. It's like a plant. My website is my plant. And then I'm not selling it like cheap now with a market value. I'm selling it with inflation 3 years' time when other packs are opened, when all the shit are disposed, and then mine is rare. And
when the demand has dropped down. Or the demand
supply,
has gone
high. When the supply has dropped down because there's less on the market because people open it or lose it or whatever. Natural hazards, like flooding. Wow, that was a big hit for a lot of collectors. That was so sad. It hit me too. I lost like 10% of stock.
Jesus.
It was crazy.
Was that in the floods last year?
Yeah. Crazy. Fuck them, man. Like honestly, the people that build the laws for houses, like, you see all these properties going up and then there's no bigger pipe, so of course shit's going to flood. And they don't fix the roads first. And then they give you a bin. They give you a bin for what? For like scraps? We're going back food into... do we live in Africa? Do we live in Africa? No, we do not live in Africa. Why? Like, there's flies everywhere, and then like people can get diseases, kids can get sick, animals can get sick, they can pass it on to humans. The fuck are you thinking?
The thing that is annoying as well is you have to buy the government bags for the food scrap bins.
What?
So if you have a food scrap,
you pay for it?
Yeah, you have to buy these biodegradable bags. So not only do you have to use the food, or have to use the food scrap bins, you also have to buy the bags and give the government more money just to be able to recycle your food scraps, where you can just put them in the normal bin. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Just a waste of money. Massive.
This is why I deleted all the news apps off my phone. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't want to see Luxon's fucking face, that fucking puppet. He doesn't even know the fuck. Every time I see him, I try to watch it. Like, I'm trying to be like trying to get back in the system, right? I want to hop in the cage sometimes, see what's up. But when I hop in the cage, all I see is a dude that doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's just repeating words from what he knows, and he's repeating them two times or three times. He gets, and then it's like, you don't even know what the fuck's going on. You don't know the truth. You're not telling people. It's not that you don't know the truth. It is, actually. He doesn't know the truth, and he doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to, like...
It's more, he's got so much money, he's detached from reality, so he doesn't actually know what the fuck's, like...
Is he a rich kid?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
So, Luxon used to be the CEO of Air New Zealand, put just before COVID, and pretty much plummeted to the ground, and then fucked off and started, like, his whole political career. But... he just recently tried claiming $54,000 a year of taxpayers' money for an apartment that he already owns, mortgage-free, just because he can. And then the media backlashed on him hugely, and then he just kind of sacked it and was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. So, but it's more annoying that he tried claiming $54,000 of taxpayers' money.
So he's broke. So we got a broke leader.
Oh, no, he's definitely not broke, but he just wanted that money for the sake of it.
Yeah, a broke budget mindset, famine mentality. This is what I'm talking about. This is what's going to kill us. Like, this is why our kids are going to suffer, because people are going to think there's not enough. Mm. Like, people like this guy. Like,
what is enough?
Exactly. Like, you have to be self-satisfied, right? Like, if you're satisfied, then you're happy. Like, satisfaction equals happiness. So if you're satisfied, you're happy. And then if this guy can't be happy, like, I don't think Trump would take, a country's funds for his self-gain, because he knows how to play the game. Mm. Like, he won't take it directly from, I don't know, I'm talking about my ass now, I'm just thinking, like, all sorts. But it's just not, it's not a good look. I don't like it. It's bullshit. Just fuck off. Let us do our own thing. Just leave us alone.
On another hand, David Seymour, the other MP, I think it was yesterday, fell off his bike in Wellington and he got shunned. Like, everyone was just kind of being like, fuck you, and just yelling at him and laughing at him.
Wellington.
Yeah. Because no one likes him. He's like racist. Wait,
who fell off?
David Seymour.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he like was riding his bike, fell off, and everyone was just like, "Fuck you, piece of shit!" Like, well, he's like, he's so racist, and he's just not the type. I don't even know how he got MP, to be honest, or co-MP, whatever you want to call it.
It's interesting. It's like I see a lot of the media, like media posts, and then people waking up, and then I'm just on the sidelines or outside, just seeing like. If you guys in the cage know what the fuck's going on, why are these people still in charge? Like, what the hell's going on? Like, is everyone trying to figure this out yet? Or is everyone just still talking about it? Because I don't know. I'm a fucking chicken. Like, no, I'm a Kiwi, sorry. I'm a Kiwi outside the cage, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I'm just asking you guys, like, what's happening? Like, if everyone's waking up, because I can see people, like, knowing, you know, plastic recycling is fake. Like, everyone knows that. So it's like, if people know... But people are still playing the game, right? Everyone's still doing... So it's like, what's going on? Or are we still waiting for the next generation to come through? To push those old people out that don't know media, that's still living in their, like, crazy woo-woo world. Do you think that's the case?
I kind of, like, personally, for me, I dislike... Like, obviously, I respect my elders. Like, I love my grandpa and stuff like that. But I dislike old people because they're very stuck in, like, one mindset. Like, for them as well, they're brought up in a country where it's either National or Labour.
Yeah.
So that it's either I'm a hard National supporter, fuck off with all this Maori language and all this stuff, or you're Labour.
One-dimensional thinkers.
Yeah, and it gets kind of frustrating because you talk to them and they're just so close-minded. They never actually want to expand their view on life. Yeah, they're just like, it's kind of the way they've been brought up.
A lot of the boomer generation, and it's really sad to see. And then they can't let go of anything. They'll have real estate. They'll have one house. Oh, we own our own houses. And they don't even sell it. And they don't even make money from it. They just think having like $2 million is enough. But inflation's keep catching up. Having $2 million is like fucking nothing. You just,
at the
like,
moment, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, well, then how much is enough? This is getting really confusing. The numbers are getting too big, right? With all the money you're printing, it's just going to become like Zimbabwe or some shit. And all these big ass number, like the Korean.
$1 billion is going to be equivalent to $1.
It's just going to be crazy numbers, so nothing's really that important.
And well, put this into perspective. My old man bought a house up on a beach called Patau North, and he bought that in the 70s for $60,000. In 2019 or 2020, he sold that house, renovated, for $1.8 million. So it's kind of one of those things that inflation's just kind of fucked at the moment. And sure, it is a house worth that, but I don't know.
Money's
kind of become useless.
Estate grows as fast as inflation, right? It has to. Yeah, real estate grows as fast as inflation. So that we're talking about, you know, up to 7% per year on average. So real estate, and I don't know if you heard me before, when I'm doing collectibles, my minimum return, you're looking at 200% to 300%. We're not talking 7%. If you got hobbies, you can break three-digit percentages. So why are people still thinking of like real estate as a good investment when it's only like 7% a year? And I had to like knock that into my dad, not physically, but just verbally, like for him to understand, like, you know, you're having all this land and real estate. It's not growing. It's not going to sell it. I told him, sell it, buy some Rolex watches because they're just going to grow as much.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So like sell it and do something else. And real estate, you got to have all that paperwork and shit. If you got fucking watches, bro, you can take it anywhere and just sell it.
It's not a depreciating asset as well, per se, because you could buy a Rolex for 70K and in 2-3 years it could possibly be worth 140K. Investment.
It definitely follows investment. If you're buying at market value, if you're getting the sports watches or like stuff that you buy it and you can like sell it right away for like three times the price, that happens too.
Like with shoes even, that's like a massive
exactly.
thing.
Like collectibles, right? So physical stuff. Like people should just store it and you can just trade it. It's kind of like Bitcoin, but physical. It's physical Bitcoin. Yeah.
Bitcoin's booming at the moment, though. It's at like 114K per Bitcoin. I remember like this time last year, it was like worth 30, 40K. It's like, bro, just got to invest. At the end of the day, investment is the way to go.
But again, that's 200% on gambling on something you have no control of, right? So, and that's like doubling it in 1 year. That's like woohoo already, right? But if it's something that you know... you can understand more, spend more time understanding, you can go 300, 400, way more percentages.
If you know the demand is going to be there in a couple of years, you might as well invest in it, right?
Yeah, because Because you know, you understand, because your hobby, you know what the fuck's going on. You've been following the new, your Instagram feeds are telling you. Like when I bet on like UFC and shit, or boxing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
fuck,
hey,
yeah.
Check it. That's like, do you guys watch UFC and boxing?
Yeah, did you watch 299 last weekend?
Yeah, so fucking good.
It was a good match for the fact that like there was not much grappling. It was just kind of just straight into it.
Yeah.
A lot of knockouts as well.
Definitely. I'll start with Parker. Joseph Parker with boxing. So I bet on him.
Mm.
Like reason being, because of my Instagram feeds, because I have an interest. My Instagram feeds, like I know that Adesanya's dad takes care of his finances and they take finances real seriously. Yeah. But then Adesanya took a 25K bet on Parker. So he wouldn't do it without knowing that Parker got the goods to try get the job done.
Yeah, yeah.
So then because of that, then I put my money on Parker, right? And then like, maybe it could be superstition, but... But then, like, also, like, Sean O'Malley, like, Chito Vera's coach had really crackling lips. Mm. I don't know if you watch UFC Embedded, like, the episodes prior to the fight. Mm. And then he's got really dry lips. That means the coach doesn't take electrolytes or hydration. And then, so we know that, I know that they might not take being hydrated so seriously. So he can't keep up as much, which was what happened. So good thing I bet on a fucking knockout because of the ginger coach. Fuck you, ginger coach.
A lot of my mates bet on Sean O'Malley losing, like getting knocked out, but obviously that didn't happen. And I bet on him getting knocked out. Oh, not Sean O'Malley, knocking out the other guy. And I still didn't make much money.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though. I thought he was going to knock him out personally, but
yeah, that happens.
I hate to be that guy, but we'll reach the 40-minute mark.
Okay.
So we'll wrap it up. But there's one more thing I want to, before we end, in a couple minutes, one more thing I want to say.
Yeah.
So... look at this guy.
Yep. Hi.
Do you?
How come you're not talking all episodes?
So I've been waiting for this part.
Okay. Go.
So he wants to apologize about something. Do you recognize him?
No.
You've met him before. He wants to apologize.
Okay.
Go on.
I want to say my bad for 3 years ago. I bought a mystery box off you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it said that it was gonna be a chase in there. And I got a building, bro. You gave me a big ass building with a chase sticker on it. So
that was a chase.
I know,
that's a chase pop.
I thought it was gonna be like.
I remember you now.
So he wants to apologize.
I love you and all, but that was a chase pop, right?
No, bro. I came back to your
it
house.
It did have the sticker chase on it, though.
Technically, it was.
If you go on the Funko app, it is a chase.
He it messaged me a couple of days ago. Yo, this guy's selling free pops. One of them's a guaranteed chase. He was so excited all day. I picked him up from school. And then as soon as he opened up the box on the driveway, he opened it on the driveway because he couldn't wait any longer. I was on the floor laughing. He was so disappointed.
Aww.
So he wants to apologize for rocking up at your front
door. That's okay.
I came back to your house straight after.
Yeah. Did I give you a refund or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't want people sad and stuff like that. But maybe if you have new hobbies, look into it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I bought
my meat a refund though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Shaden as well. Oh. But we have to wrap it up here, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for
pleasure talking with
me. And we'd love to have you again. Good that we made up.
All right.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.